This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
That sounded pretty good. We're upgrading here.
That's probably the best rejoin we have.
Where are my glasses? You know what happened this morning?
Are they on top of your head?
This morning they were on my head, on my face, and I was looking for my glasses.
So they were on your face, like in the position that they usually are,
yes,
where glasses go.
And I went upstairs. I told my wife, I said, it happened again. She said, what? I said, I was looking for my glasses with my glasses on. How many Ron Cook moments am I going to have this year? When did Ron leave? In February? It's the Pomp and Joe show, minus Pomp, which it is about half the time. It's an interesting format, isn't it, Limits?
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic. We have Bob probably half the time, 60% of the time. But, I mean, when you can add the president of Pittsburgh sports media.
Exactly.
The man of the hour, the Frank Sinatra of our business.
I think it's the greatest idea ever to have the Pomp and Joe show with Pomp here sort of at unpredictable, unguessable times. Although, hopefully, definitely Mondays, right?
It's like a fireside chat, Joe. What is Bob going to say today? Will Bob be there today?
You never know.
You don't know.
And he might only be there half the time. That's the beauty of it. And I actually love it that way. This Arthur Smith column is taking off here. The Arthur Smith honeymoon is over. Now it gets real. What kind of texting feedback did you get on our Artie Smith talk, Limits?
Some people saying what you said earlier about what somebody tweeted in. Does Arthur Smith really care about the money? Do you know who his dad is running FedEx?
Oh, we're talking about him to North Carolina. Okay.
Yeah.
That possibility, or at least somebody has, Andy Staples put that in his column. Yeah, I mean, once again, to that silliness, just look at professional and college sports. You think having money prevents you from wanting money? You must not know people with a lot of money then, is what I would say. Cole Suba is here. Do you like that, Denise's son?
Hello, Cole.
How are you, sir? Go ahead and press that little blue button. You got it? You're on the air, Cole.
I'm on the air right now.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What's up, guys?
Not much. We're just doing a radio show, perhaps a poor one without Pomp, and we're both mildly depressed. Right,
I'm
Limits?
Not depressed.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I am.
You're a pitcher at Penn State Altoona?
Yes, sir.
A left-handed pitcher?
Yep.
80 miles an hour. How fast does your fastball go?
Up to 86, you know. I'm working on it.
I mentioned to you, you should be like the guy in, what's the movie? What's the movie where the guy hurts his arm and then he pitches on the side of the road and there's the thing that measures him at 100 miles an hour?
The Rookie?
Henley Rowengardner,
yeah. Yeah, The Rookie.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, you should. He came back from an injured arm. I was going to say you should injure your
just
arm.
Just injure my arm. Yeah. Maybe that'll happen to me.
Yeah, intentionally. And he throws 10 miles an hour faster.
What else do you throw?
Curveball, changeup, slider.
All command? You command all three?
Yeah.
How about a knuckleball? Why doesn't anybody throw a knuckleball
That's
anymore?
That's like the hardest pitch to throw in baseball, I don't think.
Why? Why is it so hard?
I don't know. It's just the movement, you know? Trying to get the ball to stop perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about a knuckle curve?
You know, some of my friends have thrown a knuckle curve, but I don't know. I just never worked on it or tried to do it.
Limits, do you think you could hit off him in wiffle ball?
If it's wiffle ball, potentially, maybe not baseball.
Gotta try. This guy takes wiffle ball more seriously than major leaguers take the major leagues.
Well, wiffle ball is awesome.
He plays in it. He plays in a league in Baldwin.
I run it. They created
it. He runs awesome. The league in Baldwin. They travel around to different states and play in wiffle ball stadiums that are modeled after major league stadiums. Wow. So he's played at Yankee Stadium of wiffle ball
and Fenway Park of wiffle ball and Wrigley Field of wiffle ball.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Isn't it?
Wiffle ball. Yeah.
I'm one of the greatest wiffle ball players who ever lived.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I would be able to strike you out?
No.
Okay.
I corked my bat, first of all, in wiffle ball with styrofoam. I chopped off the end of it and then glued styrofoam. So it was like swinging cement, except it was still light. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would crush the wiffle ball. And then one of the biggest problems in wiffle ball is that there's arguments over the strike zone. So in Buffalo, we put a picnic bench with a hockey net behind it. Can you picture that?
Yeah.
Push the picnic bench right up to the hockey net. And then you have no controversy. If the ball hits any of the goalposts or goes into the net above the bench, it's a strike.
It's a strike.
Otherwise, it's a ball. Mm-hmm. We eliminated that.
Yeah.
Did you have your own wiffle ball stadium at your house?
No, but my one friend named Evan, we'd always go to his house and he'd put up like a fence.
Yeah.
And his house would be in right field.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And if you hit it up there, then it was automatically a home run. He had a backstop and everything. He had dirt.
I love that.
Yeah, it was awesome. I loved it.
I love hitting off the houses. We had a triples tree, Limits. This gigantic oak tree. So you could have the smash of your life. And if the guy turned around and played it off the tree, like it wouldn't go over the fence because it hit the tree. It would be like the green monster at Fenway. You could turn around and catch it off the tree. In fact, you could catch it off anything. Sometimes we accidentally hit it off my mom if she was on the porch. Everything's eligible to catch the ball.
The tree's in play.
The tree is in play.
Wow. So now, it could just be bouncing around leaf after leaf. A squirrel could interfere with the ball. And then if you catch it, it's an out.
Exactly. And if it drops, it's a triple. Hence the name Triples Tree. Why do I sound so loud in my headphones, Limits? What is happening?
You don't sound very loud to me.
I don't?
No. You sound like you're talking regularly.
Well, Cole, good luck with your baseball career.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. We appreciate you coming on.
Go on, Cole.
Enjoy the show here.
Do you try to throw a Paul Skeens splinker at all?
Oh, no.
That's a great question.
Only he can do that, I think.
What do you think of him as a college, as a college pitcher, what do you make of that guy?
I definitely look up to him. I mean, he's like the best in the MLB, so. And he's on the Pirates. I don't know how good that is because the Pirates, you know, aren't the greatest team.
Yeah. But, we've seen.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I look up to him. He's a great pitcher.
Limits? You think he'll be here his whole career? Skeens, not Cole.
No.
Yeah, I think
of course not.
The betting odds would be widely in favor of no.
But the idea then would be to build around him. We're almost getting to the winter stove season here, the hot stove season.
Did you see the Dodgers made a move yesterday?
The Dodgers always make moves.
Blake Snell, 5 years or $182 million.
Five just, for 182.
Just acting like there shouldn't be a salary cap or anything.
Did you see what he did in the second half of the year? He practically didn't give up a run.
It was great for San Francisco. He was bad in the first half, but that's because he signed in the middle of March.
He was horrifying. Anyway, thank you, Cole. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Cole.
What a nice man he is. I wouldn't expect anything less as Denise's son, would you?
That's right. Really good family.
What were we talking? Oh, Mike Tomlin. Yes. Give me some Tomlin clips from yesterday as we get ready for this monumental game in Cincinnati. Cole, he can stay. I didn't mean for him to leave the building. He walked out. He's going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
People didn't need to know that, did they?
No.
Go ahead with some Tomlin clips.
All right, Joe, we have a lot of different areas that we can cover, but let's start with one thing that Tomlin really emphasized, working in the red zone and trying to get it shored up.
A couple of areas of play that we feel like we need to shore up, particularly red zone offense and some red zone defense. As a matter of fact, we treated the last several days like a mini bye from a staff perspective and took a deep dive on some schematics in those areas and then turned our attention towards Cincinnati and what they do in those areas. We've looked at the last collection of games, and we feel like there's more meat on that bone offensively and defensively. And so with the extra couple of days, we thought it was appropriate to focus on ourselves and that space and focus on the application of that research today in terms of delivering that to the players and working those spaces a little bit.
Man, they need the work, I'll tell you that much. They're third from the bottom in red zone offense. It's worse than Matt Canada's red zone offense. What are we doing here? They lead the league in field goals. I think they have 31 field goals. Turn, you know, 8 of those into touchdowns, and then you're talking about a prolific offense here. But when you stink in the red zone, you're not even a top 10 scoring offense. That's the problem right now. One thing I would suggest is a little less of Cordarrelle Patterson. This Smitty obsession with Cordarrelle is getting to be a bit much. He gets a reverse in the red zone and a fade? What are we doing here?
That's the play that frustrated me the most. And as soon as that happened and they didn't get it, that was the play when I realized this two-point play is going to come back to cost them one way or another. Because it probably approaches the Browns' situation on what would have been 3rd-and-7, 4th-and-2 in that whole call completely differently.
Do you want to see more of Connor Hayward or less? I'm getting a lot of feedback on the text line here or on the in tweets about Connor Hayward and also comments on my Post-Gazette story. His numbers, he had 23 catches last year. He's only got 4 catches for 29 yards. He acts kind of as a de facto blocking back at times. He's an H-back, I guess is what you'd say, but he only has 1 first down. I kind of had him pegged from his early days here as a guy who can make some big clutch plays for you. Not a prolific player, but somebody that can make winning plays for you, and he's almost been not involved at all.
That's a great question because, especially over the last 2 weeks, I've thought more and more that Connor Hayward should just not be on the field. Like, they give so many snaps to Mykole Pruitt, sometimes up to 40% of the snaps. And Hayward's either...
It's not my Cole Pruitt, it's your Cole Pruitt. And he's on the, he's on the field too.
Everyone calls Pruitt. Everyone gets to see him on the field.
He's on the field too much too, I think.
I don't want Connor Hayward on the field
more. The running
more.
Game stinks. If the idea is to get all these guys in there to help your run game, have Connor Hayward as your blocking back and your Cole Pruitt as you know, another tackle, tight end type guy and Mount Washington and 18 other guys... Then why are you having 9 plays against the Browns go for 0 or negative yards? Game stinks. It tells me they're becoming predictable.
Well, yeah, and I mean, Connor Hayward, when they tried to throw it to him on the rare occasions that they have this year, has not been able to make plays. He's dropped a couple of balls. And he seems like he's just getting blown by in the running game. Maybe not that extreme, but he's
I'd like
not
to see him
blocks.
Catch the ball. I think he's capable of more and not less, but I think that's
too.
A really good question.
But he's not produced. He's been a disappointment this year.
Because they're not looking toward him or because he's failing? I don't know.
Well,
I think I'd like to see a little more of him creatively used, I guess is the phrase I'm looking for.
I'd want to know his total targets, but the opportunities that he's been given, despite it being limited, he has not come through in those chances. So I wonder if there's a little bit of... a lack of trust with Arthur Smith and Connor Hayward, given that he had Mykole Pruitt in his last stop. He knows what Pruitt can do, even though he's not that good of a tight end.
My Arthur Smith honeymoon is over column has risen to 2nd trending on the Post-Gazette stories, only behind, here's the headline, a former L.A. party girl finds a home, a business, and a purpose in Sewickley.
Oh, how about that?
That sounds like a tearjerker, does it not?
Congratulations on all her success. What do you think?
Very
she,
well
what
put.
What do you think she's gotten into?
I don't know. I don't know the story. I don't know how this wound up. Connor Suba is back.
Cole.
Yeah. We were just talking about Connor Hayward. Sorry, Cole. This is unbelievable. Is it not, horse?
Yes.